All right, let's talk about some of these Falcons position battles. D-Lay did a good job outlining this in the AJC, catching a lot of people's attention. And I'll be honest, there's not as many position battles, I feel like, this year as there have been in the past. There's some sneaky ones. I think, obviously, people will be looking at corner, and that's the first thing D-Lay has in here. There's some sneaky ones, but not like you're returning all five starting offensive linemen. You know, there's obviously on the defensive front going to be some pieces put in place. I don't know if I call them position battles as much as I do like roster battles, though, for the guys up front with some of the rookies you drafted. But let's start with cornerback. Led kind of list Mike Hughes, D. Alford, Richie Grant battling for the nickel position. And I think what's interesting about this is D. Led's just kind of outlining the fact that he thinks Clark Phillips is the starting outside corner, in my opinion, if you're going to put those three at nickel.
Well, I think he actually makes two assumptions here, and he gets back to this later, but he makes the assumption that Clark Phillips is your starting outside corner. He also makes the assumption that Richie Grant is battling for a nickel position, which means DeMarco Helms, to me, right, would be that safety spot that Richie Grant has man for the last couple years.
Yeah. And listen, it ended up happening at the end of last year. You saw DeMarco Helms playing a ton, right? And you did see some three safety sets at times, but then DeMarco Helms, end of the year, the football savvy that a guy like DeMarco Helms had ended up kind of taking over. Now, Richie Grant had some highlights. Remember the interception off of Baker Mayfield that kind of closed out that game down in Tampa? Huge play. Richie Grant, solid player. I think he's probably a little bit higher ceiling on a DeMarco Helms. But Richie Grant, to me, has a role because he can play special teams. He ain't playing nickel. All right? It's one of the names that is put on here. When you look at the corners, and we'll just throw out Antonio Hamilton, who has been around a little bit, Jaden Price, Trey Vavel, Natron Books, Kevin King, Kevin King has started a number of games. Dude ain't played in the NFL in 2 years. The Falcons didn't guarantee him any money in his contract. It's almost like they're kind of doing him a solid by letting him get on the roster at this point. So I'm with D-Led when you look at the position battle and saying, okay, you're looking at Mike Hughes and D. Alford, but I still think there's a chance that Mike Hughes could beat out Clark Phillips on the outside. Right, I still think there's that chance that Mike Hughes is your starting corner on the outside and Clark Phillips is in the slot.
Well, I seem to think that Mike Hughes did a really – I think when they went back and watched film, they saw how well Mike Hughes played in the nickel last year down the stretch. And so I seem to think that's his job to lose. Also, I think he might play some role on special teams, some. But as far as returning goes, because Avery Williams is back and then you got Raven McLeod coming in here. But when people talk about, well, you know, Clark Phillips is too small, blah, 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 I hate to break it to you guys, but he and Mike Hughes are the same size.
Right.
Now, Mike Hughes is about 6 to 7 pounds heavier, which means he's slightly thicker. But there ain't a lot of difference in Clark Hughes and Clark Phillips and Mike Hughes as far as size goes. And I would take Clark Phillips over there just because of he's a young player, and we know the competitor he is. And I'm not saying Mike Hughes isn't, but we know what he's – we've seen what he can do at times against a guy like Mike Evans. That excites me. Growth in him excites me. You know, what he does as he grows with his knowledge of the NFL game and the speed of it. I don't think Richie Grant's playing nickel. I think Mike Hughes is that, and I think D. Alford's your next guy. I think if Richie Grant has a role in this team, you nailed it with special teams, and he's also backing up DeMarco Helms. I don't know why you would change it. Now, you do get a little height out of Richie Grant, which you don't get from Mike Hughes or D. Alford. I mean, he's slightly bigger than D.
I cover skill-wise, I don't even think it's a possibility. So I've kind of crossed that one off my list. I think that I think everybody thought of this, and we got to move on, but I just thought we'd have a different corner at this point, right? I did not think that this whole thing would stop with Antonio Hamilton, and that would be kind of the guy we're looking at saying, oh, he's going to push these other guys. Like, I thought there'd be somebody else.
Is that such a made-up thing? They need somebody here to push them. I just feel like that.
I don't think so.
I feel like
I
it.
So at all.
I think it is with certain positions. I think
I agree.
I used to hear, Matt Ryan's too comfortable. Bring somebody here to push him. I'm like, dude, he's a $100 million quarterback. Ain't nobody – who's coming in here to push Matt Ryan?
I think that's a completely different situation. I think a thing like corner, and not so much a corner, but I think when you line up on special teams and you know that you're like the fifth corner on the roster – like, you know you got to make the team on special teams, right? And you were going to give those special teams drills all you can. Speaking of special teams players, though, D-Led lists the slot receiver as his number two position battle. He mentions Darnell Mooney, Rondale Moore, Ray McLeod as guys that are battling for the slot position. Now, his caveat in here is that you're going to look at Darnell Mooney that will be opposite of Drake London as possibly the other starting wide receiver. But he says with the Falcons also working tight end Kyle Pitts at wide receiver, Mooney could slide into the slot at times. Now, let me just be clear. All right? Kyle Pitts has always lined up at wide receiver. This is not like a new thing. Don't look at me and say, well, Kyle Pitts might start at wide receiver opposite. That's not how this works.
Well, dude. I agree.
Kyle Pitts, if you want to talk about him at all, then pencil him in as the slot receiver in the slot receiver position battle, right? If you want to pencil Kyle Pitts in as a wide receiver, then pencil him in as a slot receiver. Darnell Mooney will start opposite Drake London. There is not a question in my mind. You'll be in 11 personnel. Darnell Mooney will be on the field for 90% of the plays.
You know, we've done this thing, Mike, to me, where it became a joke last year with Arthur Smith, positionless football.
Yeah.
Positionless football. But in so many ways, that's what it's become with some of these players with that have the skill set of Travis Kelce and George Kittle and Kyle Pitts. And I know those guys are slightly different, some of their skill set, but most of those guys can line up anywhere, right? I mean, and the 21 offense that Kyle Pitts was in with Arthur Smith and Matt Ryan here, I mean, how many times we see him line up on the outside? We talked with Josh Kendall about it the other day. I think Darnell Mooney is wide receiver number two. I think the Kyle Pitts at wide receiver thing is, like you said, they're going to use him at times, but he's still a tight end.
He's just lined up. He's a tight end detached from the tackles, and he's in a two-point stance. It's still all about matchups. All of this positionless football, whatever you want to call it, I think Arthur Smith thought enough about himself that he could say positionless football, all right, and his football acumen. But it's all the same stuff. You're always trying to find good matchups. When you motion Bijan Robinson out of the backfield and you put him out wide and you're trying to see, all right, who are they going to remove from the box? Are they going to send a safety out there? Is there an outside linebacker that's going to try to cover him? Do they change to zone when Bijan motions out of the box? You're trying to find matchups. Kyle Pitts is not – he's not running routes against a corner. All right? That's what I think of. Who's going to be a starting wide receiver? He's not running routes against, Jaire Alexander. Let's be honest here. He's not playing wide receiver. He's just simply playing tight end, and he's going to be moved around to try to take advantage of his length, his speed, and his skill set in his body. It's just as simple as it can be. Real quick, and we'll move some of these to the other side of the break. Safety being a position we just talked about with Richie Grant, DeMarco Helms. Outside linebacker. That's one we're going to have to keep our eyes on, all right? And we'll talk about that a little bit coming up.